Yes, sir.
When he was 15 years old, Frederick Roy Marquez joined this program to serve food to seniors at Erickson Living's Green Spring community in Springfield, Virginia.
You got a smaller.
It has to do with a lot of guidance from my bosses and my coworkers, showing you the ropes and how to be more patient and more understanding. And then once you start meeting the residents, it's wow, I'm actually doing this, I'm working.
Hi, Mrs. O'Connor.
Hi.
That excitement led to a special relationship between Frederick, who lost most of his grandparents as a child, and the residents.
Here you go.
Okay.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
I didn't really have that grandparent connection that some of my classmates had, and I was a little bit jealous, especially some people had their grandparents down the street from them. So then this place, I get to call so many residents I got close with, grandma or grandpa.
Hi, everyone ready for
Thank you.
They come after school. And when you think about it, to go in and have your dinner being served at night by young people who are enthusiastic, very polite, very considerate, I think, of older people, it's just a great atmosphere.
Well, I remember one day in the dining room, one of the ladies was hard of hearing, and the young person got down on their knees to kind of show this lady what was on the menu and help her. Just very, very caring and kind and loving.
So far, about 4,500 students have taken part in the program at three facilities run by Erickson Living. The teens also get a chance to receive a scholarship.
There you go.
31 students will receive scholarships this year. Each one will receive $10,000 in scholarship money over the course of 4 years of college.
Residents raise the money and choose the students eligible for scholarships.
Once they apply, they're good to go. I interview each one of them. They're just great, great kids.
If there's any ice left, I'll take some.
Oh, yes.
Residents look forward to the energy those kids bring.
You've got a grandparent and student relationship. It's wonderful. And you see them light up.
It taught me more compassion, empathy towards other people, or try to see how to be in their shoes.
Frederick says the scholarship he's received will help him pursue a career as a social worker, but the experience will impact him forever.
Hey.
Just chit-chat.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm actually really excited for today.
For writer Faiza El Masri in Springfield, Virginia, Faith Lapidus, VOA News.